current state on 90.5 WKAR. Recreational vehicles come in all sorts of sizes and shapes. But of all the RVs out there, none is as easily recognizable as the Airstream. Always metallic silver, an Airstream looks a lot like an airplane without wings. Now, Airstream lovers from across the country are converging on Eaton Rapids for a weekend gathering called Urban Air. Main Street will be filled with Airstreams, and visitors will be able to check them out and meet their owners. And current state Scott Pohl went to Eaton Rapids to meet some of these folks, and he's here with more on Urban Air. Good morning, Scott.
Hi, Mark. How you doing?
Good. What can you tell us about Urban Air?
Well, when I went down there yesterday, the Airstreams were just starting to trickle into Eaton Rapids. Registration didn't start until 3 in the afternoon, but there were some there already when I went down in the morning. I'm sure Main Street is filled with Airstreams today in Eaton Rapids. They have a full slate of activities today and tomorrow, with things wrapping up on Sunday morning. Along with checking out the Airstreams, there will be live music, campfires, food, and a lot more. Let's hear from a few of the Airstreamers I met yesterday, starting with Dave Schumann. Dave is General Manager of Customer Support with Airstream.
Airstream people getting together really started back 50-some years ago when Wally Byam, the founder of Airstream, created a club. And while this isn't a club event, it's just what people have done. They want to get together. They want to enjoy the Airstream. And this is just another great event to be able for the people to come out and get together.
What does it mean to Airstream to know that people have this kind of affection for their Airstreams and that they get together to see each other's rigs, that sort of thing? What does it mean to the company?
Well, it's really, it's fun. It's fun not just for the company itself, but the employees to see the interest that's out in the area for the Airstream product. Airstream's been built since 1931. There's sort of a cult following, if you will, but the factory, we love these kind of events. We like to see people out getting together because that's really what Airstream is.
Tell me about modern-day Airstream, the condition of the company, where these are built. What's some of the basic information about Airstream today?
The only plant that's still open is in Jackson Center.
And where's that?
In West Central Ohio. Currently, our production has doubled in the last year. We're building 50 trailers a week. We also build a Class B van on a Mercedes Sprinter chassis, and we're building about 11 a week of those. So the last year, the economy's really picked up, and we've hired about 110 people back at the factory.
You know, during the recession, lots of businesses had hard times. The auto industry comes to mind, but recreational vehicles, one would assume, were also hard hit by the recession. Did Airstream have trouble with the recession, and how did it get through the recession?
Airstream, obviously, with its history, has been over the years up and down. I mean, it's cyclical with the economy, just like you talk. In 2007, yes, there was definitely a downturn, but we had been through those before, so we were more attuned to what we needed to do. We scaled back, we cut our overheads, and we're able to weather the storm, and coming out of it now, it pretty much hit the ground running.
If I walked into a dealership today and said I wanted the top-of-the-line Airstream, describe the vehicle I would be getting.
Well, it could be two different models you're looking at. The current classic trailer, which is Corian countertops, Moen faucets, hickory cabinets, would be the top of the line. But we recently come out with a Landjot product that is more of fashioned after the yacht, if you will. It's got teak flooring in it. It's more upscale. And that one's going to retail between probably $140,000 and $150,000.
How many units like that would you move in a year?
Right now we have orders for probably about 70 of those. We're just starting production of that particular model.
My name's Kirk McKellar. I'm co-founder of this event, Urban Air, Wake Up Downtown.
Tell me how Urban Air came to Eaton Rapids.
Well, we were supposed to be in Rockford, Michigan a couple years ago, and at the last minute, the plans changed, and we made a phone call to Eaton Rapids, and they called us back a week later and welcomed us with open arms, and we put the event together in 5 weeks, and they've just been wonderful to work with.
How many people were here last year, and how many are you expecting this year?
Last year we had 33 trailers, and this year we're going to be over 100.
Wow. Now, when people get here with their trailers, we're standing on Main Street in Eaton Rapids right now. Will they be parked up and down Main Street? Will they be all over town?
They're going to go to a staging area at the athletic field, and then the street is going to be closed, and then we will move them in one at a time based on obstacles such as trees and light posts and planters. And so it's kind of a highly detailed situation where we had to bring them in and work around those obstacles.
If someone doesn't own an Airstream, what are they going to see when they come to Eaton Rapids this weekend?
The people that come into downtown from outlying areas will get a chance to rediscover Eaton Rapids, and they'll get to tour the Airstreams and meet their owners, who are awfully proud of them. And we're also having a charitable event where we're decorating the trailers, and the people are going to vote on the best decorated trailers with food items that we're going to donate to the local charity Hearts and Hands.
Tell me about your own Airstream.
I own two Airstreams. They're both 1967s, and they're both in perfect working order still. And that's kind of what got me hooked.
Well, I'm Chad Carlson with Urban Air, co-founder with Kirk McKellar. Yeah, my father started Woodland Travel Center, which is located in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And we're the world's oldest dealer, actually, for Airstream. And it's just, it's a love that we have. But we've been affiliated with Airstream, actually, going back to the early 50s, because my grandfather, with Max Bowen, invented the water heater for the RV industry. And Airstream actually was the first one to take it on, because it was the first safety-regulated LP appliance.
What is it about Airstreams that people love?
I think it's that iconic fuselage shape, the love of just a unique way to travel, that minimalistic living. Some people even choose to just make that their home, and they have a million ports of call.
Tell me about the standards to which an Airstream is built and how it might differ from other RVs.
Well, a lot of people will say, oh, that's the Cadillac of the industry, but in the RV industry, there are many Cadillacs, and Airstream is a one-of-a-kind, and there's very few things in life that are really truly built to last forever, but Airstream really is, and so we refer to it really as the Rolls-Royce. There are quality standards, and the amount of time that it takes to build, say, one Airstream, say, just the average size, 25 feet, they'll build any other average square box coach over 200 times to that one coach. So there's a big difference in engineering and the hand craftsmanship that goes into them.
Okay, Scott, so you spent time with these people at the Urban Air headquarters on Main Street in Eaton Rapids. Didn't you actually check out one of the Airstreams?
Well, sure I did, Mark. Now, Dave Schumann from the earlier part of that segment, the Airstream executive I talked with earlier,
yeah,
told me that managers at Airstream get to use a new model every year. The company wants them to experience what a customer would. So we walked a couple of blocks to where he had parked the 30-foot bunkhouse model that he's using this weekend.
It's only been out about a model's been out about a year. It'll sleep up to 8 people. It has a family that has some children they want to take along. We have a bunk above the rear bed, but there's a bedroom in the front of the trailer and a bedroom in the rear of the trailer. And then the lounge area and the dinette area also makes down into sleeping quarters for your family.
It's a pretty comfortable looking unit.
It's really a great unit. It's got a lot of room in it. It's got a big, full queen bed in it. It's got refrigerator, microwave. It's actually got a wireless, so if you're, when I'm working this week, I can get wireless access. So it's really a great vehicle for getting out and enjoying the area.
Tell me about how Airstreams have evolved over the years.
Some of the changes, the Airstream trailer from when it first started, obviously, is the size. People were shorter back in the 30s, so over the years, the trailer has got taller and wider. When you're talking about some of how they're equipped, this trailer has got 3 TVs. It's got a convection microwave oven. It's got wireless. It's really changed a lot from the early days when They didn't have even the refrigerators.
All right, so if I walked into a dealership and I wanted this unit tricked out to the max, what kind of price are we talking about?
Depending whether you put solar panels, but you're probably talking $85,000 to $90,000.
Solar panels?
Yep, it's about being green. People like getting out travel, want to be off the grid. This is a fully self-contained trailer with LP and with the batteries and the solar panel. You can be out there for a week or two at a time. You don't have to come back into the being hooked up to the electric.
Dave Schumann of Airstream with current state Scott Pohl. Urban Air is in Eaton Rapids through Sunday morning. Thanks, Scott.
Lots of fun down there in Eaton Rapids this weekend, Mark. Thank you.
Great.